Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Facebook page. So you either need to use yours, or in this case, I'm assuming these would-be thieves set up a fake Facebook, then linked that to Twitter.
Get out of here.
Almost said a different word with a T. And then use, you know, some unsuspecting woman's photos in order to lure the guy in.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's the old cautionary tale of the dating app is that what you see are that person's best photos ever. So if you're like, maybe they look a little better than this in person, they don't. Because those are their best photos.
Yeah.
See, that's a nice surprise. Use your worst photos going in and someone matches with you. Then you know they're into you for you.
Can you set up a Tinder account for your sex doll asking for a friend?
You probably
sure.
can. You probably can.
I don't know if she can legally agree to terms of service, but...
If you make her hand push the button, though,
sure.
Right? Yeah, okay.
Some kind of loophole, I'm sure, in that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Here's a 508 text that says, it's about 65% of the time that they actually look what they look like in their photo.
That seems kind of high.
Look at this picture of me in college.
Yeah, right?
Here's somebody, I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, who says, it's a guy. I always meet girls from Tinder at a public spot so I can walk by them if they don't look like what they look like in their profile picture.
But if you're dealing with an alert person, you look like you. Have you ever been caught? Like, have you ever been caught doing that?
Yeah,
I'm curious, right?
Yeah.
Like, do they ever recognize you?
They know what you look like.
Obscure office reference. Michael Scott gets set up with Pam's landlady and sees her in the coffee shop, doesn't like what she looks like, and tries to pretend he's not Michael, and then they call his name for the coffee. Michael?
Let's see. Here's a 617 text from a woman. I met all real men using Tinder, but the trick is always meet in public for the first time. So it's not only men that are doing that.
Sure. Oh, yeah, of course.
It's also women that are doing that.
Are you surprised that there's not more tragedy, like mayhem?
Yes.
With the dating sites?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, because what was the local story? What was it, like 4 or 5 years ago, the guy killed the girl?
The Craigslist killer?
Craigslist, Philip Markoff.
Yeah.
I think now, when they first started with the dating apps and the Tinder and stuff, I think it was a little harder to backtrack. But with the advent of technology and things like reverse Google, I mean, these people are all screenshotting these profiles, I'm assuming, when they're going out with people. So it's not that hard to find someone from a picture these days. You know, it used to be that you could kind of hide behind stuff. But now if you have a photo of somebody, it's not that difficult to find them online based solely on the photo. And you'll see, you know, this is just a side note. It's kind of creepy that you could be in a restaurant with someone and you see them posting on Instagram. All you got to do to find out who that person is go on IG and, like, look for the tag from that restaurant. And you're like, oh,
yeah,
Susie Sherman. Hey.
Well, I think it still is creepy AF that you have the random person just coming over, and it could be somebody who's going to, like, ball gag you
and
get you in a pair of handcuffs.
Yes.
Because you don't really know anything about that person. Now, listen, the same kind of thing could happen theoretically if you're out in a bar.
Yeah.
But chances are that you're going to know at least a little bit more about the person in talking to them at a bar or something than just randomly having them come over to the place from Tinder.
I'm stuck in a pair of handcuffs. I'm going to need help getting out before this becomes a medical emergency.
What's the problem?
I am stuck in a pair of handcuffs.
You're stuck in a pair of handcuffs?
Yes, playing with them. So I need some help getting out.
Where at in the building are you?
I'm in the front room. Come to the front door.
Are you an employee there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, are you the only one there?
Yes, I am.
All right, we'll get somebody over there, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh.
A priest, no less.
Playing with them, and also I have a ball gag stuck in my mouth. Thank you, sir.
the best 911 call in the history of 911 calls right there. All right. Well, let's see. Here's a text that says, I went on a Tinder date last year, and the woman looked amazing in her pictures. When we met up, she had man hands and weighed a lot more than she appeared to. Well, I mean, listen, I think it goes both ways. I don't think it's only women. I mean, it sounds like it's also men who are deceiving are deceiving others with photos.
Everybody is. You know? Both sides.
Yeah.
Gotta be very discerning.
Just like when you're actually talking to a person, they're like, oh, I work at a law office. And then later you find out, well, I empty the trash at the law office.
But you
I got
still
fired.
Technically work there.
Right.
Now, in the case of the men, guaranteed that if she doesn't look anything like her photos, they are still smashing
them.
Oh,
yeah.
Of course.
We're guys.
Guaranteed. Yeah. Guaranteed.
See, guys, we don't know what you look like because you're too busy holding that fish you caught up in front of your face. That old chestnut. Or overlooking the mountain with your back to us on that big hike you took in 2009.
All right. Today's weather brought to you by Account Temps. And it's going to be sunny up until tonight. And then the rain is moving in. And overnight, the rain may be in the form of sleet or snow, the dreaded four-letter word that is snow. And just a heads up that it may not be snow or sleet tonight. However, it looks like Thursday night into Friday morning, we are getting a snowstorm.
Great.
And it, you know, it won't be major accumulation, but it is going to be in most areas. It is going to be in the form of snow that the precipitation falls on Thursday night. I was chuckling to myself. Not only did the bros on the bro trip this weekend have to deal with the Patriots loss, but they also had to deal with temperatures that were in the 20s and the 30s in Nashville. And there's a snowstorm coming to Nashville, I think, tomorrow. They're going to get snow down there. So, all right. Finding highly skilled accounting and finance professionals can be a challenge. Account Temps can help. With Account Temps' extensive network of accounting and finance contractors, you can be sure to find the right person for your exact hiring needs. Visit accounttemps.com to learn more. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. It is 8:06, and this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston.
And now it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
I just want to thank you guys for what you're doing for Larry. You guys are great.
On WAAF.
Unbelievable turnout on Friday for Lunch with Larry. I want to thank everybody who came and brought a veteran. I want to thank the people at Larry's nursing home, Nick and his team, for letting us use the common room. I want to thank Danielle for going over there early and giving Larry some treats in his room before he came downstairs. But yeah.
Treats, is that code?
That was the first time you met Larry in person. No, you met him at the dinner.
At the dinner, yeah.
Yeah.
But I hadn't seen him since, so it's been a while. So I went in to, so Lindsay and Adam, who are listeners of the show, who go see Larry quite frequently now.
Yes.
Lindsay had reached out to me, and she said, if you want to come early and meet with us before the crowd gets there, let me know, and we'll wait for you. So I was like, all right, that worked out well, because I had to be someplace in the afternoon, and I didn't want to miss it. So I walked in. He didn't realize who I was at first, and then our buddy Tom explained it to him, and his face just softened and melted when he realized who I was, and I almost cried. It was the cutest thing ever. He's like, where have you been? So
he's
and then
such
he's,
an amazing guy.
He's great. He was telling us the story, like just some great, some inappropriate, some appropriate. But he's such a wealth of knowledge and stories, and he just doesn't give an F. He's like, whatever. You know, like the nurse would come in and tell him something, like, we got to do this next, Larry. He's like, well, okay, roll me over. Yeah. Whatever. Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
He's so cute.
No, I mean, it was great to meet. I met so many amazing veterans who have served this country at Lunch on Friday, and it was just, it was awesome. So I think we'll continue to make that an annual event. I think most of the people who were there didn't really believe that Larry actually still thinks years later that my name is Fred. So when I walked in with the sandwiches and he said, "Fred, what's up?" Everybody could not believe that he actually thinks my name is Fred.
He was referring to you as Fred all morning while I was, because I was there for about an hour and a half, and he made multiple Fred mentions. And then for a second, I thought Fred was LB, and I was like, But wait a minute. And then he said something else, and I was like, "Oh, right. LB is Tony.
LB is Tony."
And he just kept calling you Fred, and it was the cutest thing. But he is sharp as a tack.
He is. For 102 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. And I want to thank the amazing people over at Michael's Deli over in Coolidge Corner. Mm-hmm. They got the lunch ready. I want to thank a listener who's named Nathan DePrimo, who insisted on paying for the lunch over there when I went over to pick it up. And of course, you know me, I wasn't fighting him on that.
But you did give it the no.
I said, "No, that's not necessary." No. All right, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
This is Joe. Yes, hello, Joe.
Are you quoting George Carlin? It's going to be sunny up until tonight.
Yes, sunny up until tonight. Yes, you know what I meant. Sunny until it starts to rain tonight. You know what I meant. Here's a 508 text that says, "You know you're getting old when you throw a Veterans Day lunch on Friday, and then on Monday morning you think it's Columbus Day."
Ooh.
Yes, I did think that it was Columbus Day, but it's Veterans Day today. Let's see. Here's a 508 text that says, "Any Instagram pictures of lunch with Larry?" I had one odd 5-minute period where I was able to get on Instagram and put a photo up, and that's the only Instagram picture I was able to do for the whole entire weekend. But
I assumed you had fixed it when I saw that pop up. I got all excited.
No, I went.
Oh man,
I went yesterday. We had the Greg Hill Foundation Patriots party, Hill's Giving yesterday, so I went early in the morning before that to get a new phone, and then it's so complicated. They're like, "It's going to take hours for the data dump, and you may lose. Have you backed up the phone?
Have you iClouded it?
You know, I mean, it was a nightmare. So I'm going to get the new phone today. All right. Here are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages that you have left for us over the previous couple of days.
Friday, 4:25 p.m.
"Hey, Greg, if you could just have a public service announcement on your show reminding people Tinder is for hookups and hookups only. If you want to go meet Mr. Wright, or if you want to go meet Mrs. Wright, go to Match or eHarmony or any other website that you can find that special person. So leave it alone."
End of message.
Here come the three people that are going to grab their phone and text in that they met their fiance on Tinder.
Well,
You're outliers. It's dating is an off-label, non-FDA approved use for Tinder.
What were you on? eHarmony or something? What was the first thing?
I went on Match.
Match.
Very briefly.
And you didn't, like, was the within quality 2 days, not the quality?
No, within
not
2 days, it was all, "His spouse really as much of a dope as he sounds like?" And I'm like,
forget about it. Cancel. And I can't see you doing, like, Bumble or Tinder or anything like that.
I'm way too private about my life. I'm not going to go meet some rando at a bar in Framingham. They're like, "Please set your radius." I'm like, "I don't know, a mile and a half? I don't want to go that far. Anybody live on my street that's looking to date? What's going on here?"
What about when the guy comes over and he realizes that he's supposed to hook up with you in Noah's Ark? There's like 47 different animals running around the place.
Well, I have a king size bed, guy.
Oh, so there's room for him and the animals.
Don't worry.
Ellie, Leah, Bella. No, I can't have them in there.
Oh my God.
Don't worry about the squirrels watching. It's all right.
Squirrels don't live in the bedroom, Lyndon. They live downstairs.
Sunday, 3:21 p.m.
"Well, it's 3:46. Everybody in Massachusetts showed up for the Patriots except for the Patriots."
Oh. End of message.
Yep.
Literally
let's see.
Everyone.
Oh, here's a text from the guy, Nathan, the listener who bought the sandwiches. Hmm. And he says, "That is exactly what Greg said. You don't have to do that, but okay."
Okay.
Yep, that's what I said. Yep.
Sunday, 5:50 p.m.
The Patriots were about as prepared for that game as LB was be for his annual physical.
End of message.
Yeah.
Gotta tell you. Nailed it.
A rough one. They did not look good yesterday.
6:03 a.m.
Guys, I wouldn't even worry about the whole Brady situation. If something happens to Brady, then we have Garoppolo. We have Hoyer. Oh, we're screwed.
End of message.
Well, some people think that you are witnessing firsthand the end of the career of the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL, and you have seen a decline over the last few weeks.
Okay.
Comment on that?
I'll just wait to the playoffs when we're in the AFC championship, and I can go, I called it.
Yeah. So no decline. You're not seeing a bestie decline at all.
They're 7-3.
Yeah.
Like, where's the decline? I'm not understanding the perception of the Patriots. Do they have some adversity to deal with? Yes, injuries. Gronk's banged up. How about the fact that they're not throwing to Gronk and Gronk's not trying to get open? You know why? Because Gronk's going to be incredible in the playoffs and he's saving his body for when we got to do a deep playoff run. I mean, I'm just going to sit back. You guys all be your typical New England haters. The Bruins suck. You know, after the Bruins got spanked, Thursday night? Everybody was like, oh, they're history. They're done. And they rip off back-to-back wins over the weekend, you know, over the Leafs and the Knights. I can't play your soap opera drama that New England fans, all you want is your teams to fail. And it's not true. We have a great sports base. We have great pro franchises. We have great athletes that care about wearing the colors they wear. And again, anybody that is sitting here with the Patriots at 7-3 and are pretending to be naysayers, you're not fans.
Can I also say that the abuse that Tuca is taking is disgusting, and that when somebody leaves their job for personal reasons – and it's not related to an injury or not related to an illness.
Yes. Thank you.
To not like Keith Olbermann tweeting about his performance and trying to claim that this is based on his performance is disgusting. And I can't stand that guy anyway.
Yeah, he's a knob.
He owes Tuca an apology. And everybody ought to be tweeting at Keith and asking him when the apology is coming for Tuca. But when somebody's going through something, if you don't have the human decency to be quiet about it,
right,
then you're not the kind of person that I would like to spend any time with.
6:18 a.m.
Hi, I'm Greg Hill, reminding you that if you should run into an old friend today, stop for a moment, look around, and if no one's watching, take off and hope for the best.
End of message. 6:42 a.m.
Good morning, Hillman Morning Show. This is Benedict Cumberbatch. Hello, Mark Hsu. I just wanted to say hi and offer you a few tickets to the Grinch movie. Now, what I do have to tell you is the other night I thought about doing this for you. When I was speaking with Francois, she was wearing a pair of antlers and pulling my sled. Cheerio!
End of message.
I don't know if I appreciated that involvement of Mrs. Hsu in that scenario.
She would love that.
She would, but I don't know. I feel protective of Francoise.
She was asking you to go to the movie all weekend, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to go?
Yeah.
She loves what is it? What is it about Cumberbatch that she loves?
It's the exact opposite of me.
Yeah, yes,
absolutely.
So looks, brains,
tall, handsome, handsome, British, talented,
never angry, really, really happy all the time.
Everything I don't have.
6:50 a.m.
What? Tuca has voluntarily left the Bruins? Yes! Fire up the duck boat.
End of message.
See? There you
Come
go.
On. Come on now.
So insensitive, you people.
See?
7:16 a.m.
Yeah, excuses LB will never use. Hey, Kat, sorry I'm late. I was being sued for being too large down there.
End of message.
All right. I think LB told me in the office the other day that he has a new Christmas-themed outfit that he's going to wear to the Jingle All the Way 5K this year.
You're going
to
love it.
Is he, though?
It's not moose knuckle reveal. What are you saying? He's not going to show?
No, is he going to love it, meaning you?
Oh, yeah, no. The listeners may love it. I don't know.
The problem, and it was the same thing with the polar bear suit. They don't make double or triple extra XL. They
right.
just make the XL.
Right.
But the costumes are cute, so I stuff myself into it because I think it's funny.
Yeah.
I like to make people laugh.
Can't you just paint yourself white and go as a snowman?
Oh.
Or the Michelin man?
That's a weird looking snowman, man.
All right. Well, thank you for participating this morning during Hill Mail. It is 8:20.
And now,
the two things that we all know about men are that they are horny and stupid.
Join us.
Guys like all boobs.
As we peer inside.
Is it Turned bad on? That I'm thinking about your hoo-ha right now?
The simple male mind.
Fat boy is a P-I-G pig.
All right, if you're a woman and you're confused about the way the mind of a man works, you may text your question right now to the text line, which is 97107, and LB will provide you with a rare glimpse inside the simple male mind. Here's a 617 text.
Yes, sir.
Serious question, LB. I was about to leave a bar last night after the game for a one-night stand with a guy, and then I panicked because I snore. Do men mind if a hookup who is a woman snores?
Not at all.
What?
Not at all.
And what are you doing falling asleep there on a one-night stand? Well, you're breaking one of the main rules.
No.
What's that?
You get
See,
up and leave
this is where
like
you and I
a.m.
differ, Danielle. I you know, the one-night stand, if the sex is bad, get dressed and you're out of there. If you have a great time with the guy, you have great sex, sleep overnight, get up in the morning, use his shower, use his toothbrush, then everything's good because you can have that hookup again. Yeah. But if you screw, then he's going to feel bad, and then you're not going to be able to do the one-night stand the next time you see him. The key to one-night stands is don't run after the one-night stand, and then when you see the guy again, don't make it uncomfortable. Smile, say hi, give him a high five, and then you never know when you're going to hook up again. You're going to hook up.
Maybe offer a free continental breakfast
in
the morning.
Right.
And a free cup of coffee, you know.
Rice Krispies with bananas.
Yeah.
So she shouldn't be concerned about her loud, obnoxious snoring. That's not unattractive to a man.
I think it's funny that she pretends the snoring was the problem. How about you beefed like 14 times in your sleep and woke him up all night? I don't worry about those kind of things. You had sex with the dude. Like, snoring's going to matter.
Mm-hmm. Here's a 978 text. I just accidentally discovered that my boyfriend of 8 years has an adult friend finder account that he pays for and uses frequently. He claims it is a porn site, but it looks like it is for swingers. Does this mean he is being unfaithful, or is it really porn?
It's going to cost you a little bit of coin. Hire a private investigator. If he's on there trying to hook up with chicks, have the private investigator follow him when he says, I'm going golfing with the guys down the Cape for 3 days. And then and you'll get pictures and video and go old school. You get the envelope from the PI, and you have to open it up and see the chick that's not even half as hot as you.
Yeah, that's a hookup site.
It is?
Yes, it is.
That's not a porn site.
It's
not
a
hookup site.
No.
Oh, dear.
It's for adult friends
you give them credit for trying to say it was a porn site.
Well, guys deny all day, every day, kid. I mean, you could walk into the bedroom. What was that? What's the movie, Old School, where he comes back from the trip?
Yeah. Here for the GB?
Yeah.
let's see. Here's a text that says, my husband thinks that walking around and grabbing his junk and then showing it to me is going to turn me on.
Oh, that doesn't
but
work.
But when I told him that sometimes a little romance is nice, he gets angry and doesn't want to have sex. Do men not realize how ugly their junk is?
I see, you're talking to the right guy, because I just don't care. I have the ugliest junk of all time, but why would I care? It's my house. It's my couch. You know, like
yeah,
Annie.
You go around waving it at Annie, thinking that's going to turn her on. Do you do the helicopter D in front
no,
of her?
No, you can't do it with that.
Why not?
Max, Max.
Why not?
You can't fling that. They think it's the, yeah, it's the Hervé Villechaize of penises.
the plane.
Yeah. You Captain guys Light Switch ain't waving nothing around. Yeah.
Okay. I love that. If you slept with half the chicks I slept with in my life, you guys, you might be able to pat yourself in the back.
Might be disease.
No, listen, guys don't care. That's like, you know, Annie is like, really? You have to sit on the leather couch nude?
Right.
You know, my mom's coming over for coffee and crumpets tomorrow at like 10:30. I gotta Lysol the whole thing down.
Need new leather.
We're going inside the simple male mind. If you're a woman and you're confused by the way the very basic mind of the man works, you may text any and all questions to the text line, which is 97107. Here's a text that says, I got into an argument with my husband yesterday. We have done Thanksgiving at our house for the last 10 years. I would like to suggest this year that those who are coming bring food, and he says that is inappropriate. Why?
Because he's a dick and he's like peacocking.
I
can't, honest to God, because I went through it for years with Annie's mom and dad, because you can't go out for Thanksgiving. They can't come to your house. It's Thanksgiving at their house. Here's the timeline. This is how it's going to go, and that's it. And I just, the whole Thanksgiving guilt pressure, I mean, it's a holiday. You get the day off the next day. The Bruins and the Celtics either play, you know, they play, you know, either in the morning or the night, all in the same day. It's an incredible start to an incredible holiday weekend. And people make you feel like crap because you can't come to their house or you can't do it at your house. It's just so much pressure, and I don't understand it.
I mean, I don't think it's offensive to ask people who are coming over to bring something.
No,
generally,
that's
generally
a common thing. Not just Thanksgiving, right?
Right.
They invite you over. Can we bring something?
Yeah, that's them asking. This woman wants to say, "Hey, if you're coming, can you bring the drink?
Yeah,
it's her house.
Can you bring an appetizer?
Yeah.
Or I mean,
I think the more rude thing would be like after Thanksgiving dinner, you're like, "Yeah, feel free to start cleaning up and." You know, Anski, you do the dishes. Sarah, you take the garbage out.
Well, remember we had an issue one time with somebody who was charging people to come to their house for Thanksgiving, their family members.
That's not cool.
That's a little bit extreme. I don't believe that they ought to be charging anybody. And I'm very frugal.
Cheap.
All right. LB, nice work.
Thanks, brother.
That is inside the simple male mind. We will go inside the warped female brain on Thursday's show at 7:50. So if you're a man, you'll have a chance to try to figure out what is happening up in that mind on Thursday's show. And for the ladies, next, we're going to meet an Irish hurler.
Mm.
And every time we have the Irish hurlers in, you all get giddy with excitement. So we'll do that coming up next. On my Twitter feed this morning, irrefutable photographic evidence that I did an awful lot of hard labor on Friday hefting those giant sandwich platters for lunch with Larry. So you can check that out. Greg Hill, WAAF, to follow me on Twitter. And I promise to be back on Instagram with a new phone by the end of the week. But a special thank
you.
By the end of the century. But a special thank you to Michael's Deli over in Coolidge Corner for the food on Friday, and to everybody who attended Lunch with Larry, including Deanna, who is on the phone right now. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. Good morning, everybody. Happy Veterans Day.
Yes.
Thanks, Deanna.
You too.
And you do something really cool, which I think I've mentioned on the show before. However, it was amazing on Friday because you make these red, white, and blue blankets for veterans. And you brought a whole bunch of them that you had made and gave them to every veteran who was there on Friday. And first of all, what a great lunch that was, and what a great experience it is always to meet all those guys.
Yes, yes. Everybody was wonderful. And, wow, it just, to be able to hand a veteran the blanket and to thank them for their service just made my heart swell.
Now,
it was a wonderful day.
You told me that because there's you're doing so many blankets, that you actually have a need for yarn. Is that correct?
Desperately.
Now, speaking of yarn, LB is going to tell another boring story. In about 10 or 15 minutes, a yarn, if you will. But
I have so much respect for this nice lady. My grandma Byers.
Yes. Here it comes.
She used to knit. We call them Siwashes in Canada, but basically they were yarn knitted hoodies.
Oh.
Like bunny hugs with the front pocket and the
yes.
hood.
Yes.
And she used to knit my socks. She had six boys.
She would darn your socks?
Yes, she would do our socks. She'd do our mittens. We used to wear skull caps. She did it all. She'd knit a sweater in an afternoon. So what you do is amazing.
How long does it take you to knit a blanket?
Well, actually, I crochet it. I don't knit it. Knitting is two hooks. Crocheting is one.
Yeah.
It takes me about a day and a half.
That's not bad. Not bad.
Plug away.
Do you do it while watching Netflix? That's what I would do.
I do it by watching everything.
All right. Well, if anybody wants to donate, how can they reach out to you and help you with this project?
Wow, I'm really not sure. Maybe they can send it to the studio and I can come pick it up sometime.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, if anybody wants to, like, reach out to me if you want, or email me, mantown@waaf.com, mantown@waaf.com, and I'll try to put you in touch so that you can help with this project, because it's a pretty cool project, and you're just making blankets for veterans, and that's what you do, and it's pretty cool, Deanna.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Well,
nice to meet you on Friday.
Oh, it was awesome meeting you, Daniel. I love you.
Love you.
All right. Thank you, and thanks to everybody who came out. Let's see. Obscure reference. Don't tell mom the babysitter's dead. She went to the yarn store. Yes. Good movie. Don't tell mom the babysitter's dead. Good movie. All right. I think the ladies are going to be very excited because we have another Irish hurler who is here this morning, because hurling is back at Fenway for, I think, the third year in a row.
Yeah.
And hurling is believed by many to be the oldest field sport in the world. And Shane O'Donnell is here. Shane, how are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me on.
When the accent drives the Boston ladies crazy, I'm sure you've experienced that a little bit because you're here going to Harvard. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm doing a Fulbright scholarship here for 6 months. So I came about 6 weeks ago.
Wait a minute. You're a hurler. You're a Fulbright scholar at Harvard, and you're a pretty good looking guy. I'm assuming that you're very popular with the local ladies.
Not gonna comment on that. I don't know. Trouble.
What part of Ireland are you from?
From County Clare. Midwest.
And what age did you take up hurling at?
I probably have pictures of me with a hurley at the age of 2 or 3, but probably 5 or 6. Maybe.
5 or 6?
Yeah.
And is it really, like, when it comes to the sport of the internet or the national sport of Ireland, is it really what everybody plays?
Yeah, there's two, Gaelic football, which is another Irish sport. Hurling and football kind of vie for the top spot. And then after that, there's a big drop off to rugby is probably the third. But hurling and football are definitely the top.
Danielle, you like the accent?
Love Danielle it. Is all giddy. The ladies she's giddy. The going crazy.
Yeah, she's giddy over there. And so what made you decide that you were going to come over here and attend Harvard?
I think it's a big step up from rural Ireland to Harvard. But I think it's what everyone kind of looks at Harvard and colleges out here is the best you can get. So I was jumped at the opportunity to take the Fulbright and was only delighted to come to Boston to do it.
And what are you studying?
Microbiology is my PhD, so I'm in the third year of that. So,
And do you think that you'll continue to hurl, or are you going to enter academia and the world of microbiology?
At the moment, they're kind of working fairly okay hand in hand, so I think I'll keep doing that.
Just on a side note, the amoeba, smallest organism on the planet.
Very good.
Ecosystem, an organism, and how it interacts in its environment.
Nice.
Now, will that get me partial marks?
Yeah, no, an expert over here.
he's an expert, all right. So hurling is back at Fenway, and is it indeed the world's oldest field game?
Well, we like to think so. That's what we keep telling ourselves anyway. Yeah, we're about 4,000 years, I think, is the first recorded is about 100 AD, but they think they've been playing it for a couple thousand years before that.
Oh. Amazing. And what really is, I mean, tell me a little bit about how forgive my ignorance, but about how the game works.
So you have a hurley as a stick of ash.
Is the name of the stick.
Yeah, the hurley is the name. And a slitter is a ball. It's an Irish word. The ball is very like a baseball. It's kind of cork on the inside and leather on the outside. The hurley is about 30 inches of ash, and it's kind of flat on either side instead of... And then there's 15 players a side, and the pitch is about 150 yards long. And then there's goals at either side. There's uprights above the goals. So the goal is 3 points, and then above the goal is 1 point. And that's pretty much the crash course in it.
What about tackling, physical contact?
Yeah, it's fully physical, and tackling is you're pretty much able to do anything except like grabbing and holding. So like you can get in the way, you can hit them running into them. But you can't like drag someone down or that kind of thing. And then you can only run with the ball in your hand for 4 steps. So then when they put it back onto the hurley, that's when your chance is to tackle. So it tends to focus around when they play the ball.
So unlike today's NFL, you're actually able to make contact with another player. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's like hockey where you just accidentally lost control of your hurley and hit someone in the face.
Yeah, no. Someone's been dragging you in there.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a 6 stitches.
Here's a text from a woman who says, "For the love of God, please Facebook this live so I can see him."
Okay.
You're gonna jump on now.
Okay, Danielle's gonna jump on. You're gonna jump on what now? What are
you on Facebook live?
Right. Listen, the guy is here as an athlete and as a scholar, not to try to pick up chicks. All right, let's get that straight. Now this is Linus. Hello, Linus.
Hello, lad. I just wanted to say hi from the country that's been talking to see you. Hoping to see you on the coalition. That much today, there, darling.
I mean, what is everybody's a comedian over here? Yeah. What have you found living in Boston? What was the strangest thing that you or strangest things about our city that you discovered coming from Ireland?
I think maybe not the strangest, but definitely the one that stood out the most was the love for sport. Like every single sport here, and every single person has something to tell you in some nuanced kind of view on the sport that they're interested in.
You mean they're all experts, is what you're saying.
Everyone has an opinion at very least.
Everybody has an opinion, yes. You know what they say about opinions. But even about hurling, like, do people know the game when you talk to them?
Some people, yeah. There's a lot of people, obviously a lot of people Irish descent in Boston, so a lot of people would have some sort of kind of idea that it exists. But when you start to talk about it, John, you get to explain it to them, they're always very interested.
And what about the Masshole accent? Have you been able to adjust to that? Can you understand?
It's okay. Because there's so many students and kind of where you are, you don't have to all of a sudden it's not everybody you're talking to has this super thick accent. So
yeah,
you kind of get a bit of time to adjust to it.
Yeah. Worst injury that you've had hurling?
I've got a couple of bad concussions, but I tend to have recurring knee injuries, and I had a very bad one a couple of years ago where I kind of got someone slid into the side of me. So that was probably the worst I've had.
And so at Fenway, you're playing for?
County Clare.
County Clare.
Yeah.
Against Limerick?
And who are you guys
Cork
playing?
In the first game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's against Cork. It's, and are you guys, who's the favorite heading into this? Because I might bet it.
Like last year, last year we won it, and Limerick won the All-Ireland at home, and they're at the other side of the other semi-final playing Wexford. So it kind of be somewhere in between. I wouldn't like to admit that Limerick are going pretty well because they're our neighbors. But
oh, they are.
Yeah, we're the favorites. Yeah. Just
kinda... And is there some kind of a, is there like a Tom Brady of hurling in Ireland? Is there one guy who's like a legendary hurler?
Kind. There would be two or three of them maybe rather than one that would be kind of head and shoulders above. We would have the person on our team, Tony Kelly, who would be kind of considered the last few years as probably the best hurler, but there's probably one or two of them.
How old is he?
Same age as me. He's 24.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but from the second he stepped onto the senior stage, he would have been considered like top notch.
And do you guys make good money? Like, is it?
No, that's the unfortunate part. We were discussing this. It's a completely amateur. There's no money involved.
No money involved. What about like a per diem for meals or anything like that? No.
No.
So you guys are doing it all amateur.
Right at a parish.
Yeah. Love of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let's see. Here's a text from. Sometimes the women who listen to the show are worse than the men.
Yes.
They want to know if you have an Instagram.
If I have an Instagram, I do have an Instagram, yeah.
Do you want to give that out?
Town Hurler.
Town Hurler?
Yeah, TOWNHURLER.
All right. Is it okay if they slide into your DMs?
I'm sure. Yeah, that's fine, I'm sure.
All right. Well, when is it at Fenway?
It's on this Sunday.
This Sunday at Fenway, and there are still tickets available. I think there were 30,000 people there last
year.
It was huge, right?
Yeah.
It was huge.
It was a really big deal.
And how many games?
Three games.
Matches? What do you say, games or matches?
Yeah, matches maybe. Matches. But yeah, either, okay. Yeah. Three games, so two semifinals and a final.
All right. Well, hopefully you guys end up
beating Limerick.
Yeah, winning. Yeah. And then how long are you here at Harvard?
Till the end of March. So I've only been here 6 weeks so far, 6 months overall.
And then are you going to stay or are you going to go back? Or what's your plan?
I'll have to go back. I have another year and a half of my PhD left at home, so I'll have to go back to finish that.
What if you can find a woman to marry, then you get the citizenship? You know, that's like LB.
Get myself in trouble if
we
keep going
down. I don't want to get you in trouble. All right. Well, Shane O'Donnell from County Cork.
No, County Clare.
County Clare.
County Clare.
Is our guest this morning, and hurling is happening at Fenway again. And this 774 texter says, tell the curler up the pole. What does that mean? Do you know what that means? Tell the curler up the pole. That must be some kind of code from a... Now, curling is that popular also?
No.
No. No. Is that a Canadian thing, LB?
Yeah.
Is curling a...
It's Scandinavian. It's all the winter places. It's big in Russia because wherever it's 50 below zero and 9 feet of snow, right. Curling is amazing. Curling's like darts. You know, the really good players are amazing, but everyone curls because it's a sport you can do hammered and you get to smoke.
Like golf. And,
yeah, like golf, you know. It's one of those, you know, it's a participation thing until you get to the upper echelon, which, you know, it's worldwide.
All right. Well, thanks for coming by this morning.
Thanks very much.
And good luck. And if you need anything, certainly reach out. We're here. Whatever you need while you're over at Harvard.
Thanks very
much. Good luck with the PhD.
Thank you very much.
I'm an alum over there. Okay. So just good luck.
He's not. Don't worry about it.
No. All right. Shane, thanks, man.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Now all you ladies can go back to work. We're off. Right. Are we off Facebook Live? Yes, we're off Facebook Live. All right, man. Thank you very much. It is 8:54, and today's show is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you could go to echostore.com.
So much excitement going on in the Commonwealth this morning. A lot of distracted individuals.
Well,
I love the accent.
You couldn't stop staring at him.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's like you couldn't even say anything. You were like an esophagus over there.
Right. Esophagus.
What?
Just digesting.
He had kind of a, as a nerd, He had a kind of a Eddie Redmayne Fantastic Beast look.
Yes,
going.
Yes, oh, yes, yes.
He had the
he
long
did.
Coat.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, well, the guy's at Harvard. He's getting his PhD. I mean, these women are.
You got to keep up.
You got to wear the expensive shoes.
And they're falling all over themselves to text in and try to get his Instagram.
Maybe they'll be up the pole, which evidently is Irish slang for knocked up.
Oh, it's for knocked up.
That's what the internet said. I don't know if that's true. Right. Any Irish people, you can tell us.
All right. It is 8:54, and it is going to be sunny today until the rain comes. Looks like rain will move in late afternoon, early evening, and it may mix with sleet or snow overnight out in the 495 and west area. The current temperature is 34 here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.